Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006. A beautiful and already hot summer morning here in rural Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Brooke Seen and I'm Stephen C. Weber. We prepare these messages to encourage you and thank you for listening today. Today's message uses three scripture texts. Matthew 7:12, which is the golden rule. Romans 12:10. And Philippians 2, verse 3. They're all relating, and Brooke Seen will read them one after the other.
In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, in honor preferring one another. In humility, consider others better than yourselves.
One of the pleasures of traveling in our area is driving through the covered bridge. Covered bridges are all one lane, at least all that I've ever seen. When you approach a covered bridge, you slow down to see if another car is already in it or is approaching it before you proceed through. I recall a time when I was entering a covered bridge and another car was also entering from the opposite side at the same time. With no means to communicate, we both backed up to yield and gestured for the other to come on through. Finally, I passed on through as it was evident that he was going to, quote, out-considerate me. I rolled down my window as I passed him, smiled, and expressed my thanks. It occurred to me that this was a small microcosm of how life should work.
Our pastor shared a story that took place in Germany during the Cold War. East Berlin was a communist-controlled area, and West Berlin is a free country. One day, some people in East Berlin took a truckload of garbage and dumped it on the West Berlin side. The people of West Berlin could have done the same thing. But instead, they took a truckload of canned goods, bread, and milk, and neatly stacked it on the East Berlin side. On top of this stack, they placed a sign, "Each gives what he has."
Many of us have learned the first daily text as a child. It's often called the golden rule. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. Today, I consider the opening statement of this phrase, in everything. If we genuinely practice it in the minor things as well as the major things in life, we do well.
Consideration is the practice of the golden rule in the small details of life, beginning in the home and extending to all relationships. What if the billions of personal interactions that take place all over the globe today were truly characterized by this rule? Well, that would certainly bring about world peace. But in reality, that just isn't going to happen until the return of the Prince of Peace. By God's transforming grace, you and I can do something in our little corner of the world. Today, in your speech, in your body language, and in your actions, keep this attitude foremost in your heart. In humility, consider others better than yourselves.
What a great key the Apostle Paul gives us in these two supplemental texts today. May God help us to practice them. The word preferring means, quote, to lead the way for others, to show deference, end quote. What if for one day the world would operate like this? What if in checkout lines all over the country people said, no, please, I insist, you go first? What if instead of honking and shaking their fists, drivers would wave the other driver to go on first? What if in marriage, partners would really look out for each other's interests before considering their own desires?
Let's pray. Jesus, in our human nature, we want the best seat available, first choice, the biggest piece, to be the first in line, and on it goes. The desire to serve self before serving others is an ongoing battle. Thank you for those who walk in humility, giving preference to others rather than choosing to please themselves first. They serve as human examples of the attitude you exemplified when you, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to hold on to. Instead, you took on the very nature of a servant and became God in the flesh. In your human role, you showed us the greatest example of humility as you related to people from day to day. And ultimately, when you laid down your life for us. Thank you, Jesus, for your greatest act of humility. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooke Seen. great to see that the Lord is our great example of the golden rule, isn't it? Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksie Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Daily Encouragement is all one word. We usually have additional materials up on the website each day in regard to the post, and today's no exception. I realize these podcasts tend to get long. Brooksie has a wonderful reflection that she recalled following editing my work and preparing the prayer today. You can go to the site. If you go on August 2nd, 2006, you can read that directly on the main page of the website. That's the way I do it. If you're listening to the podcast any other day, just go back through the archives to the 6th, excuse me, to the 2nd, to August 2nd, and you will find that message with these additional resources, including Brooksie's note. Additionally, today I have a photo of a covered bridge. It's a local Lancaster County covered bridge that I took actually several years ago that I found in my photo archive to kind of give some visual interest to the photo today. I also have an interesting picture up that I found this morning. I've seen it for some time and actually took the picture. It's my brother's business card, or at least an attached portion in which he has an interesting visual illustration of the gospel. And if you care to look at that again, it's on the website www.dailyencouragement.net for August 2nd, 2006. Well, have a blessed day today. Today's background music for our podcast is actually written and performed by my former pastor, Jim Gambini, a song he calls Humility, which seems to go well with today's message. Have a blessed day and stay faithful to Christ.